Today's daf is Kuf Dalad. So we got to the bottom of Kuf Gimel Mubez, last four lines, Amar Rava. So we're talking about the bottom of Kuf Gimel Mubez, Amar Rava. So the Gemara was talking about using a sandal. It was with Taras of Muskar versus Taras of Mukhlat. Now, when there was a type of Taras that was delayed, they were waiting to see if it grew more or shrunk. And Taras Mukhlat, whereas it was decisive, that it was definitely going to be Taras. So the Gemara concludes, Amar Rava, the conclusion is, Hilchasa Echad Sandal Ha, Muskar Echad Sandal Shemuchlat, Echad Sandal Shavodash Chavim, whether it's used for, we'll see Rashi what that means in a second, Lo Sechlos, any of those you can use, and what our concern right now is, that was piggybacking off the previous Gemara, that doesn't make a difference which type of Taras, Lichachila, you may not use it, but Bidyavid Im Chalza, Chalitza Sakshir, Bidyavid, even if it's Muchlat, which seems to go against the Gemara beforehand, even if it's Muchlat, will be a good Chalitza Bidyavid. So what does it mean when Rashi, that when the Gemara rather says, what does Sandal Sha'avodus Chachavim? So according to Rashi at least, Rashi explains, this is the last narrow line, Sha'avodus Chachavim, Shinno'alim Oso Litzelim Biraglov, Kimishasin Oso Mimakum Lamakum. When you place this type of shoe on your foot, Litzelim Biraglov, as a Tzelim, I guess, on the feet, when you carry from place to place. So it's, I'm not sure exactly what this is Rashi is describing here. It's not something that's used for Avodah Zarah per se, but somehow helping. It has what to do with Avodah Zarah.
You put it on the foot of the Avodah Zarah as you're transporting it.
It's an encasement of some sort of the Avodah Zarah. It's not the actual Avodah Zarah, so one cannot use this. Rashi explains, going further, Chalitzas Akshera, Muchlat Kedamrin, and we said earlier, Shafilu B'Shas Srefa Kari Beged. The Gemara told us that the Gemara made a deek, the Pasuk says, even when you're supposed to burn it, we still acknowledge it as being a Beged, so therefore, B'dievid, such a shoe works. V'lav Melefu, it's not really a limud, says Rashi, Ela Gilu Milsa Ba'almahu. And Shavodos Chachavim, Rashi explains, is Nami Hola Hilucha Avid, Umisham Shavodos Chachavim, Lav L'Srefa Kaimid. There's no Chiv to burn things that are Mishamis of Avodah Zarah. There's a din we'll see in a second that there, when it's actual Avodah Zarah, you have to burn it, but Misham Shavodos Zarah, you don't have to burn it. The Islay Takanta Bibitl, you can just be Mevatl and say, I don't want to use this anymore for Avodah Zarah, and that works. Vimisham Isser Hana.
But
what?
That's you.
Very good, yeah. You know the difference? Right. Israel cannot be Mevatl, his own Avodah Zarah. Okay, right. So Goy could do it. Very good. But if Yisrael does, I think if Yisrael does it to somebody else's, so I think it might work. I don't remember. So the bittul does work. So since bittul works, so you're allowed to use such a sandal of Avodah Zarah. V'mishum isra hana, but you're not allowed to get hana from anything. Even misham she Avodah Zarah can't get hana. Says Rashi, hana chalitzas lav hanahi. That's not considered hana. The mitzvah is lav lehanas nitnu. You're not wearing it to wear for hana. You're putting the shoe on just to perform the mitzvah chalitza. So since it's just for the purpose of mitzvahs, and mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, there's no problem of wearing this type of shoe. So that's why b'dieved, this shoe works. But back to the Gemara now, last line of the Amud, shel takrovas avodas chachavim, which we'll see in a second what that means. Before I turn the page, let's read it now, actually. Rashi explains, and we'll see at the end of the Brice, it's going to be puzzle even with the Evid. So Rashi says, Shel takrovas avodas kochavim she'akrivu umasru l'fanav l'shem doran. You took the shoe, and you offered it as a gift to the Avodah Zarah. V'kaimlan, the Gemara Avodah Zarah, tells us that takrovas avodas kochavim ein lehem bitul olamis. You cannot be mevatel a Avodah Zarah for any time ever. D'iskesh l'meis, it's connected to a mace. D'chsev v'yochlu zivchei meisim, it says in the context of Avodah Zarah. Hilkach les le'takanta, v'kutute mechtas shi'ira. Just like mace, you can't ever get rid of mace. Mace is dead and usher b'hanah forever. So too, Avodah Zarah itself may not be batal. And therefore, since it's not fixable, it's considered as if there's no shi'ir. But shi'ir, shel ir nadachas, the Gemara continues on the top of the next page. Ir nadachas is where the entire city is convinced to do Avodah Zarah, they're wiped out, the entire city, and everything, all the property within is burnt. So if it's a sandal that's found in an Ir Nadachas, which is supposed to be burnt, that too is going to be possible b'dievid. V'shel zakein ha'asur l'chvodo lo sachlot. So this is a nice way Rashi says, v'shel zakein ha'asur l'chvodo l'tachuiche misa. It was made for someone who's zakein, someone who passed away, made for his begadim to be buried in. Hova lav lilucha avid lav nalhu. Since it's not made to be used, it's not considered a shoe. A shoe is defined by something that's usable. This is not meant to be used. And therefore, it's possible b'dieved. And that's Gemara concludes that lo sachlos v'imchalta chalitzas apsula. Any of the three things we just mentioned, the chachilu, you can't use it, and even b'dieved, it will not be an effective chalitza. So Amalei, there's a whole big Tosafot which we're not going to do. I believe there's a very important Brisker Rav on this also, on the Kedutei Mechas Shira, particularly in Chalitza. I think it's a Brisker Rav or Rav Chaim, and based on this Tosafot, I didn't look it up, but I believe it's anyone wants to look into their Ayin Sham. So Amalei, Ravina the Rav Ashi, Mai Shna Zakin Ha'aser L'Chvodo D'Lav L'Hiluch Avid. So what's the difference that someone who died, a shoe made for them to be buried in, it's not meant to be used. The Beidina Nami Lav L'Hiluch Avid. So the shoe of Bezdin, Rashi explains, the Beidina Nami Sandal Shehayel Bezdin Umyucha L'Chalitza. They used to have a special shoe that they kept in the Bezdin. I think we mentioned this a couple of days ago. I don't know who was here. I know Harry was here. I don't remember if anyone else was here. Maybe David was here. That the Bezdin had a whole set of equipment that was needed for their Din Torah. So they had a, what? It was yesterday, Ben? Okay, I can't remember from day to day. So one of the things was a chalitza. I mentioned the sma in the beginning of Hilchos Dayanim. There's a, that it lists, the Shulchan Aruch leaves out this halacha that basin's supposed to have a stick and a whip. Yeah. And the sma is also a sound. I may mention, you may listen to it in the shir, possibly. May you listen to it online. Really, yesterday morning I said this? Okay. I don't think it was. I think it was a few days ago. Whatever it was. So one of the things that it's supposed to have, according to some people, is a sandal, a special sandal, based in chalitza sandal. So, and I don't know if they bring a raya, but this gemara seems to be pretty clear that based on a special sandal miyuchad for chalitza. So this is a raya, I think. I don't know if they bring this, though. So the question becomes, so just like the sandal used for the zakin, hasu, the chvodo, it wasn't meant to be used, so to the sandal that was in based in, it wasn't meant to be used. No one ever walked with the sandal, so it shouldn't qualify for the shoe that's going to be used for the chalitza. It has to be a shoe that's actually going to be used, and the based in sandal is not going to be used. Amarle ilu maske be shlucha de bedina mi kapra la dayana. So no, if the shlucha de bezdin needs it for some reason, he's going out to do something and he needs to wear a shoe, are they not going to give it to him? Are they going to be makbid on him using it? Certainly not. But who's ever going to use the shoe that's designated for the mace that no one's going to want to touch? So therefore, even though it's not actually used, it is usable, the one that's found in the bezdin, and that's enough. New Mishnah tells us now in Kuf Dalam and Aleph, Chalitza Belaila Chalitza Sakshera, Rabbi Elazar Posel. The first opinion thinks that if it's done at nighttime, if Chalitza is done Belaila, it is good, but Rabbi Elazar says it is no good. And the Gemara is going to explain the Machlokas. Bismol Chalitza Sapsula, Rabbi Elazar Machshe. This is the opposite. The Tanakhama thinks on the left foot it will not work the Chalitza. Rabbi Elazar thinks on the left foot it will work. So what's the Machlokas?
That they separate this little Mishnah from the other one.
The first Mishnah that's listed all the things.
It's a little piece, and it's going back on the.
Yeah, I don't know how Mishnahs were necessarily divided up.
Right.
I don't know. So the Gemara says, maybe saying the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar with respect to Lila is the following Machlokas. Demar Savar Makshinan Rivim Linagam. One thinks they're going to connect Rivim fights, Dinim, to Negam. Umar Savar Lo Makshinan Rivim Linagam. And the other one thinks we do not have a Hekish of Rivim Linagam. So what's the Hekish going to tell us? So you look at Rashi, three lines from the top. Linagam, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Kol Riv, the Chol Nega, Ma Negam Riyasam Biyom, Dichsiv of Yom Haros Bo, Af Rivim Bayom. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe. So the Gemara connects these two, the Pupsukim are connect. Negam are based on seeing bayom. You have to see them. So to rivim has to be seen bayom. Chalitza dinhu degove ksuvasa.
What is rivim?
Rivim is a fight. Like, isn't a river fight?
It's mamonot.
What? But I think it's a fight of dinim mamonos.
So what do you mean need to see daytime?
Right. Where's the puzzle that connects them, though? All right, v'chol riv v'chol nega. So we have neg and riv next to each other. So just like nega has to be bayom, like the pasuk says in Parshas Metzora, so the riv has to be bayom. And chalitza is a din of dine. Well, I don't want to say dine mamonos here, but it's a din of. Actually, it is. It's a din. Could you collect the ksuva? So therefore, it's a type of riv. It's a dine mamonos. So therefore, chalitza has to take place only bayom. But belaila's pasul. That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. But the other opinion thinks there is no such hekish. And it doesn't explain why. Rashi doesn't tell why there's no hekish. And in fact, the Gemara actually concludes, lo, v'chuyama lo makshin revin linagan. Everyone thinks this is not going to be a hekish at all. So what's machlokas? Because di makshin afilu na gmar din belaila nami lo. Because if it's a real hekish, that riv in general, dini mamonos is really connected to negam in general, then even the gmar din of a regular dini mamonos should not work at nighttime.
Dine
nefashos at night.
Because remember that we learned the Svara that you don't want the person to be, you know.
Inu hadin.
Yeah.
Right, like Marmoy Katan.
Right.
But there's also a din that even a din Mamres cannot be Balaila. The Tchilas din has to be Bayom, but the Gemar din is allowed to be Balaila.
But din Nefesh is?
Din Nefesh, nothing can be Balaila.
Right, nothing
can be Balaila, right. So if it's true that din Mamres Riv is really connected to Negaim, so even the Gemar din of the din Mamres shouldn't be Balaila, yet we find, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Afilu Gemar din nami lo, but v'anan tanan dini mamnas dan in bayom v'gomer belaila." Gemar Sanhedrin tells us, "You're allowed to complete a belaila." So clearly, there is no hekesh of riv to nega. So what's machlokus in the mission about chalitza? The Gemara says, "Hacha b'ham k'mithlagim." They're arguing about the following: "Mar sever chalitza k'tchilas din damya, mar sever chalitza k'gemar din damya." Everyone agrees that dini mamnas, the tchilas din could be bayom, and the gemar din could be belaila. The question is, how does one categorize chalitza? So the first opinion thinks chalitza is a gemar din; it completes everything. So therefore, it could be balaila, just like the gemar din could also be balaila. But Rabbi Elazar thinks that chalitza is considered a tchilas din, and tchilas din is only allowed to be bayom, may not be done balaila. So why is this put to machlokas whether it's tchilas din or gemar din? So Rashi explains: k'tchilas din damya, dinafgalan b'sanhedrin be'echa din imamnas, the tchilas din bayom. So Rashi doesn't really explain to us why you would categorize one or the other. You know, I would imagine that it's the Gemar Din. Once you do Chalitza, everything's over. I'm not sure why, unless you view this as Tchias Din, because now you have to go to court to collect the money. I'm not sure. Rashi doesn't explain to us. I don't know.
In the end, he's in the beginning.
That's deep.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what they explain, right? It's Tchias Din, because only now could they start collecting the Ksuba. The Ksuba is the Gemar Din, according to the first opinion. According to the second din, no, everything's over. The ksuba is already considered kigavuya dama. Once you do the chalitza, even though it's not actually connected, we view it as being collected already now, so everything's gemar din now. So that's machlokas. Do we view the ksuba as being kigavuya dama or not kigavuya dama? Do you need actual collection?
It's not kigavuya, it's atchalas din.
Well, if you think it's atchalas din, so that means you think the ksuba is not viewed as being collected.
Right.
But if you view that as being gemar din, what do you mean? I ain't got my ksuba yet. No, because once a chalitza is done, we view it kigavuya dama, even though it's not actual gavuya dama. Even though it's not actually gavo yet, it's still ki gavo dummy. That's the machlokas. And in general, we have such a machlokas about whether ksuvos or shtaros are viewed ki gavo dummy. Since we know you're going to get the money at the end of the day, we view that as being collected even right now.
But let me ask you a question. Does the collection of the ksuva depend on the chalitza?
Apparently you can only get the ksuva once chalitza is done. Because right now if she does yibum, she doesn't collect her ksuva. So right now she's waiting to see what happens.
So it has to be clear that she doesn't do yibum.
Right.
So she would be, let's say, if she doesn't do chalitza nor yibum, according to the Mandi Amar, who chalitza is not a mitzvah, it's just to get married, she could just be never collect her ksuva.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Gemara now records a story. Rabba Barchia Kituspa, I imagine that's a place, Avid Uvda B'mok. He did a chalitza with a mok. Mok was one of the materials we mentioned earlier, I think yesterday's daf, that wasn't good. I don't remember which material this was. Something that's not leather. So, did it say what it is?
Felt.
Okay.
Levet kasher.
Levet kasher, levet. Okay, so that's felt. Okay. So, Ubi Yechidi, he did this also by himself without a base din of three. Ubalila, he did it with three at nighttime. He did everything that wasn't really very good. He did everything wrong.
Opinions.
So, Amar Shmuel, Kama Rav Gora David Ki Yechada. You know, such a great Rav doing all the Yechidim in the Mishnayos. He does with Irmok, and he does with the Yachid, he does Belaila. So my Kasha, what's the problem here?
Here it says, B'lashon Shvignaya Marzot Shmuel.
Right, Rashi says that, right. So he says he's not like such a great person, does all these different things. He's passing like the Mandamar, we don't pass like the Das Yachid. So my Kasha, what's the problem? Emok, if your problem is that he used this Mok material, the felt, well, Stam Matani, the Stam Brisa that says you're allowed to use a Mok. So we pass like Stam Brisos. Elila Stamatani. If you're going to say he did a nighttime, that's a problem. But look at our Mishnah right now. Our Mishnah says you're allowed to do Balaila. Stam Mishnah says you could do Balaila. So what's the problem with that? It must be El Yechidi Kokasha. That was a problem. He did it by himself. Hey, Chavi Bi Yechidi. How did he do the base in the Chalitza by himself? The Yechida Katani La Detanan. The Stam Mishnah tells us Chalotza. Chalitza B'Shnayim or B'Shlosha. V'Nim Se'echam Hem Karav Apostle. Chalitza Sapsula. If the person did chalitza with two, or even if he did three, but one of them was a karva pasul, which means they're disqualified, brings it back down to two, the chalitza is no good. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Hasanilar, Machshirin, but they said it was okay. You can use this. Is the mission on Amud Beis. They can. You can use such a chalitza. It does work with two people. There's once a story the Mishnah records, Shechalitz Beino Leveina, Bebeis Hasurim, that the man, the Yavam and the Yavama, were in jail together, and they performed Chalitza among themselves. Ubamais Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Uvehechshir, Rabbi Kiva said this was a good Chalitza. Vamar of Yosef, Bar Minumi, Vamar of Nachman, Ein Halacha Kosa Hazug, we do not paskin like that couple, that Zug of the Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan. In other words, we do not paskin this way. And that was the problem that they had had with Rabbi Bar Chiya. The fact that he did it b'yechidi, that goes according to Das Yachid, that was the problem. Ibai Zema, another explanation. Kulanam Yechidai Katanilhu. All them are considered Yechidim. All three different things, the Mok and Lila, even though they have Stam Mishnas and Stam Brisos, those are all Das Yachids. So how do we know this? Desanya Amar Rabbi Yishmael Bar Rabbi Yosi Ani Ra'isi as Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha. Shechalitz b'mok b'yichidi u'b'layla. I saw that he himself, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, did chalitza with the felt by himself and b'layla, and it sounded like only he did this. Nobody else held of this opinion of these three shitas. So those are two different explanations of he did everything wrong or he only did one thing wrong.
No,
no, he was an Amora. Who was he following? Which Tana was he following? Like
who was Amora?
Rabbi Bar Chiya Kutuspa was an Amora, a later generation. He was following which earlier generation?
How do you know that?
You just from his name. It's a very Aramaic word. The Aramaic names are Amoraim. The usually the more Hebrew the names are Tanaim. So Bar Chiya, it's an Amora. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the second half of the Mishnah about using the left foot.
So
yeah.
The second is that he did like it was all Yachid Tana, right?
He did, the second opinion is that exact all three things he did was only like a Dasa Yachid. Okay. Even though the Stam Mishnah and Stam Brisa seemed to think it was the Rabbim, this second opinion thinks that was only of a Yachid. And Big Machlokes is how you paskin like. According to the second opinion, if you think, let's say, Balila, for example, if you look at the Mishnah, you'd imagine me passing Belila would be good because it's a Stam Mishnah. But the note actually is on Rabbi Eliezer, which passing that puzzle, it's puzzle Belila. So it sounds like that's going according to Ibai Zema here, that the opinion of the Tanakhama is actually a Das Yachid, and we pass like Rabbi Eliezer over the Tanakhama, which is apparently a Das Yachid, that of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha.
And we also passed him that a fell shoe is not kosher.
Exactly, right, because that, according to Ibai Zema, is only a Das Yachid now. According to the first Mount Amar, it would seem that it would be the Rabbin, maybe we would pass in felt works.
We learned already in the Mishnah previously that the canvas...
Right, any of these types of things are no good. But then I guess the first opinion thought, since there's a Stam Brisa elsewhere, we normally pass in like Stam Brisos, so maybe we should follow that way, and the Gemara concludes not that way. It's actually a Das Yachid. Gemara now quotes the second half of the Mishnah, the Machlokas, whether Smol works. Tanakama thought the left shoe doesn't work, the left foot doesn't work. Rebbe Elazar thinks the left foot does work. So what's machlokas? My time of the Rabbanan. Why do they say a left foot doesn't work? Amar ula yalfinun regel mi mitzora. It says regel by chalitza. It says regel by mitzora. Malahalam diyamin afkan diyamin. It's just like the foot by the mitzora is the right foot, and bidyeved, even the left foot will not work. So too, you could only use the right foot by chalitza. So Rabbi Elazar argues, says lo yalf regel mi mitzora. Don't learn this from...
The mitzora is that he sprinkles, right?
Yeah, you put the dam when you kashim. Yeah, put the dam in the bohenis. I think the right, exactly, and the foot, the hand, the thumb, and the ear. I think. Rashi says, the Rashi quotes, "Dichsiv al bohen raglo hayamanis," the big toe on the right foot. So, Reb Lazar did not have such a gzer shava. He said, "Lo yalof regel mitzora." You don't have such a gzer shava, and therefore, since it says, I guess regel. So by chalitza, it means any regel, whether it be the right or the left foot. There's no reason to limit it to the right foot. Mar asks v'hatanya, doesn't Rebbe Elazar himself hold in the brisa? Omer minayin l'ritzia shei ba'ozen hayimanis. How do you know when it comes to an eved ivri who wants to stay long term and with his owner, his adam, he has to undergo a ritzia, piercing of his ear, and now he stays till yovel? How do we know that it goes in the right ear? Nemar kan ozen v'nemar lahalan ozen. It says ear by the ritzia. It says ear by the mitzora. Ma lahalan yamin af kan yamin. Just like it says the ear by mitzora refers to the right ear, so to ritzia has to be the right ear. So we see, I guess he does have such a gzer shava from mitzora.
Rabbi Elazar
I don't get the kasha because he might have the gzeir shor by ozen, but he doesn't have the gzeir shor by regel.
Because he might be
Why just because he learns from Mitzorah as Gzeir Shavah to Ritzia, does that necessarily mean he has to also learn Gzeir Shavah from Mitzorah to Chalitza?
Right, your question is asked.
It's asked, yeah?
Yeah, Harek Gzeir Shavah, Ein Adam Yachol Ladum Be'atmo, Elaim Gen Kibla Merubah Bita. Onam Katuri Shonim, Kizeh Shamru Shegzeir Shavah Nimzera Lemoshe Misinad, Ein HaKavana Shemimzer Be'Dikduk.
Right, that's in the Ramban they're quoting. Ramban in the Shurashim.
Talmudot Tiva Shebe Pasuk. Ploni. Aha, Metiva Pasuk Ploni. Aha, so it's all one. It's all from one thing. So.
Right, the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvot from the Rambam, he comments, I don't see this in the back here, but he says that there are different types of Gzeir Shavah. I think I mentioned this in the past. Sometimes the Gzeir Shavah is that there's one word has to be used. The word regla has to be used. We're not told every detail of the Gzeir Shavah. Sometimes we're told a word, but you figure out which halacha is being transferred over. Sometimes we're told which halacha, but we don't know which word. We have to find the word. Sometimes we're told which parsha can be used for gzeir shavas. So I guess in this instance, that mitzora, we know that there's a mitzora, that mitzora has certain gzeir shava words. So why is he suddenly limiting it to only this word and not the other words? We have a mitzora that parsha mitzora has gzeir shavas to be learned elsewhere in the Torah. Something like that you have to explain, I guess.
איזה כיוון שמתינוס לראי לזר שלמד גזיר השווה אוזן אוזן ממצור נמצא שלדעתו ניתן כתוב זה להידרש גזיר השווה אם כן
it's an interesting marmokum for understanding gzeir shava. So either way, so since Rabbi Elazar Gemara asks, since he holds that there's a gzeir shava from mitzora to ritzia, why not also say there's a gzeir shava from mitzora to chalitza and only the right foot should work, not the left foot? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita, switch around the orders that when we quoted the Brice, I'm not sure which one we're trying to switch. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi doesn't tell us which one to switch. But let's say, for example, switch rate our Mishnah, right? Say Rabbi Elazar holds like the Tanakama, that's Kusher, so he's consistent with what he writes by Ritzia. So let's switch those around. Rav Amar Liel Lo Tevech, don't switch them around. Ozen, Ozen, Mufni, regular old Mufni. Ozen, Ozen, he makes a drasha because the word Ozen apparently is extra, superfluous in the context of Mitzorah. The word regal was not superfluous, so when it comes to Gzer Shavas, the klal is that you can make the Gzer Shava, but if there's a kasha, you could ask a question on that Gzer Shava. Unless the word is completely superfluous, you could have written the pasuk without it. If it's extra, then even with the question, the Gzer Shava stands. So when it comes to regel, that was an extra. The word was needed to read the pasuk. But when it comes to ozen, that was completely extra, and therefore it's wiser. There it must be there for the Gzer Shava, no matter what questions you have, the ozen has to be Gzer Shava. So v'chilo mufno, so Gemara asks, so if it wasn't extra, if the word regel is not extra, so initially you would want to use regel for a Gzer Shava. But since it's not extra, we could ask the following question. My pircha, what's the cash we would have from making a gzer shava from regel to regel, ika mifrach mal mitzora shekain ton eitz eres v'ezov v'shniv talas. Mitzora has so many chumras. You have to take this wood, the cedar wood, and this ezov, and the hyssop, and the shnitzalas, and the strings. You have to dip it into the blood and sprinkle it. All these chumras. So mitzora is very unique. You can't learn from mitzora that has all the special dinim by the Torah process, and to apply this to ne'ila, to chalitza, rather, doesn't make any sense. So therefore, only if the word is completely superfluous by mitzora could we use it to make a gzer shava. If it's not superfluous, then we ask this question that you can't make such a gzer shava because mitzora has all these chumras. So that's why another chumra of that being the right regal, as opposed to chalitza, does not have the chumra of the right regal.
Fine.
Good. Beautiful. Mishnah says now the bottom of yeah.
But the chalitza has also a million as rock and has a nobody asked.
So that's fine. They each have chumras, but the fact that Mitzora has something that's unique that chalitza doesn't have, even though chalitza also has unique things. Right. Since Mitzora has one thing that's unique, you can't learn chalitza from Mitzora. Gemara now quotes, starts with the new Mishnah, Chalitza v'raka, you just said the spitting. So a person said, does a chalitza remove the shoe? And she spits, avalo kara, but she does not recite what she's supposed to say. There's a whole dialogue that goes on. The psukim, the Gemara assumes we know the psukim. Not to say that I know the psukim. But something like, it says, lo chafatsi, or something, I don't want to take you on.
Where is it from?
in the Pesukim. It's found in, I think, Parshas Kisetze, the end of Kisetze, right?
Oh, it's Mamas
Tavarsh. Yeah. Okay. So all the way to the end, I think one of the last few sections of Kisetze, it mentions the Pesukim. So, Chalitza V'rakka, if she does Chalitza, she removes the shoe and spits of Aloch Karbe, she does not read what she's supposed to read or proclaim. Chalitza Sacher, it still works. The Kriya is not Ma'akev, it still is going to be an effective Chalitza. Let's say, Kara, let's say she read it, Viraka, and she spit, aval lo chalitza, but she did not remove the shoe, then chalitza sapsula, it doesn't work. The chalitza is ma'akif. Let's say chalitza v'karo, trying to isolate each of the three elements of the smitzvah, she does chalitza, she does the kriya, aval lo raka, she doesn't spit, then we come to machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer omer chalitza sapsula, Rabbi Kiva omer chalitza sakshera. Rabbi Lazar thinks that it's ma'akev, the spitting is ma'akev, and Rabbi Kiva argues. So everyone agrees, just to review quickly, chalitza is necessary, the kriya is not necessary, the machlokas is about the rakia. Rabbi Lazar thinks rakia is necessary, Rabbi Kiva thinks the rakika is not necessary. So the Mishnah continues on to Amar Beis now. Amar Lei, Rabbi Lazar responds back to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lazar thinks it's ma'akev, the rakika is ma'akev. He held kacha yased, that says the pasuk. This is what you're supposed to do. So, kol davar shu maisa ma'akiv. Anything that requires an action is going to be ma'akiv. So, you're right, the kriya is not considered an action. Look at the top Rashi, kol davar shu maisa ma'akiv. Anything that's an action is ma'akiv, the mitzvah chalitza. The chiksiv kacha, dimashba, ikuva a maisa ksiv. That kacha has to be this way and no other way. It's going to say, if you don't do it that way, it's going to be ma'akiv. That goes on the actions. The kriya, what about the kriya? Isn't kriya also an action? It says Rashi, kriya dibur ba'alma, which is speech. There's Dibur and there's Maisa. David will tell you all about Dibur and Maisa, right? Dibur, Maisa, Machsheva. Dibur is not Maisa. A Maisa, Kachas and the Maisa, that's going to be Ma'akev. The Dibur is something completely different that we could do without. So Rabbi Kiva responds back now. Amrali Rabbi Kiva, Misham Raya. From there is a proof. Kacha Yasa Leish, Kol Davar, Shu, Maisa, Beish. No, only if the Maisa, the pasuk reads the actions of the man. So the man doesn't do the spitting, the woman does the spitting. So the Kacha does not qualify the rakika. The rakika does not, it's not ma'akev chalitza. They're taking off of the shoe. Now, even though the woman's taking off the shoe, it's from the man's foot, so that's at least somewhat connected to the man. So kacha is going on the removal of the shoe. So Rashi just explains, because Rashi, that's, you know, addressing that question, wait a second, the woman's doing the chalitza, not the man. So Rashi explained, ma'isa be'ish, chalitza sha'isha osa, the action that the woman's actually doing, she's removing the shoe, it's a ma'isa begufal shalish. It's on the body of the man, so therefore it's considered ma'isa bish. La fuke, rikika, to exclude rikika, the spitting, de la ma'isa bishu. Nothing to do. You don't spit at him, you just spit on the floor in front of him.
Oh, you don't spit in his face?
If you do, I
didn't know that. I thought seriously.
Yeah?
Does he mention where the...
You know, we didn't actually mention where the spit goes. We just said in front that the basin has to see it.
Yeah, they have to see it, but it is
he comes out and wipes.
it's some kind of act of busha to the right. To the ish that he doesn't want to continue. Right. So that's
it seems that if he spits in front of him, it's also busha.
Yeah, that's a busha, yeah, in the front of him.
But that's more symbolic. You know, if you spit on his face, it's mamash the bush.
But we don't do things that disgraceful.
No, they were very, you know, they have a lot of mercy.
No, we don't, like, even when it comes to death penalty, we have a certain, you know, it sounds strange, but we don't do things that are... Yeah.
No, but even
after the Recha Kamocha, the Gemara says. Exactly.
But even Chalitza, we learned just a few days ago that, you know, if he wants to marry, let's say, an older woman, they tell him not to do it. That's right. It's not for him, and he still has to spit. So,
yeah.
Imagine if Hamid tell him, no, you don't have to marry him, and then he still gets spit on the face.
The old man and the young girl spits in his face. It's pretty disgraceful.
Right.
Okay. So the Gemara says now, Hacheresh shenechlas. So let's say a deaf person is the man, and the chalitz is done to him. Or if she's the one who's deaf and she does chalitza to him, v'chaletes lekatan, or the man is a katan, chalitzas apsula. Each of those cases, chereshes, and the katan are all pasul. Ketan shachatz. Let's say she's a katan and she does chalitza. Tachlot you should take the deal. When she gets older, she should do chalitza yet again. Vim lo chalitza, if she doesn't do this, chalitza sapsula, it's going to be a no good. The chalitza will be no good. Now, this we already saw a few times. Machlokas Rebbe Meir versus Tanakama, why a katan is going to be excluded, a katan klan, why they're excluded from performing chalitza. So, if you remember correctly, I think Rebbe Meir was concerned that maybe she's an islandess. She's a katana, we don't know, she hasn't developed yet. Maybe she turned out to be an islandess, so maybe it's not going to be a good chalitza as an islandess, because only a person who has the potential to become a yibum could do chalitza. But Tana Kamar said, you're right, that a katan and katana are excluded, but not because of the chashash of the miyuta of the islandess. We're not choshish the miyuta, only Rebbe Meir's. Tana Kamar felt because the pasuk is ish velo katan, ish velo katana. That was the reason for Tana Kamar saying a child may not do chalitza. Does Rashi explain all that? Oh, no, he doesn't. So then the Gemara says, yeah.
Ferish is that doesn't hear and doesn't speak right in general when the Mishnah is talking.
I don't remember, actually. I was afraid. I think it's a low, like, low medaber. Also, I think they said that. The Gemara in Chagiga talks about what the...
Both has to be right.
I think. I don't remember.
That's Ilem.
Ilem just can't speak, but it could hear.
I think the Ferish from the top, from whatever is Midoraisa, has to be both. No,
yeah. I don't remember. Gemara says chalitza b'shnayim b'shlosha. Let's say this is the Gemara quoted on Manaf, this Mishnah. Let's say the chalitza was done in front of two or three people, and the three people of nimtza echad mehem karav apostle. One of the three was a relative, or just disqualified to be a dayan. Okay, so that's the cherish. So this case is you have two people or three minus one. Bring it again back to the number of two. Chalitza psula doesn't work. You need three people at least. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Hasandler, machshirin. They permitted two dayanim. I'm not sure about one, but at least two, they said it's okay. And Ma'is Be'echa, there's once an event that happened, Shechalitz Beinu Leveina, so even one person works, that the husband, Yavam Yuvama, were in jail, Be'beis HaAsurin, Uvam Ma'is Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Ve'echa, he permitted this to take effect. Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hashad Amris Kriya Lo Ma'akve. So once we establish both opinions thought that the Kriya is not Ma'akev, the fikach, therefore, an ilem v'ilemes, a person who cannot, he or she cannot speak, shechalitza chalitza asang shera. It's going to be a good chalitza because the kriya is not ma'akif. So if they don't speak, they could perform chalitza. So tanan, cheresh nechlatz v'acheresh shechalitza v'chalitza min hakatan chalitza sapsula. A deaf man, deaf woman, or a minor cannot do chalitza. It's possible b'diavad. My time b'la mishum d'la b'nei kriyaninu. Is not because they can't read. A cheresh can't read. Like you said, a cheresh is a person who can't read. And a katan, I guess we're explaining, he's too little. He's not, he's too little to read, I guess. I guess we have to assume that. He's too little. He hasn't learned to read yet. So these three people are excluded because they can't read. Gemara says, lo, not true. Mishum d'la b'nei dayaninu. These three individuals, a minor and someone who's deaf, have no das, or not enough das. That's why they can perform the mitzvah of chalitza. Apparently, you need das to perform chalitza. So since they can't hear, they can't learn anything. How do you teach them to read? It's hard to teach them. And people, obviously, situations are different nowadays. But generally speaking, there's no way to teach them anything. How do you describe to them that this word sounds like this? Or they can't hear it. So if they speak, it's maybe a little bit better, I think. But even then, it's hard to train them to read if you can't. Okay, so the Gemara says,
question is, what is das?
Right, what's das? What's das and how much das do you need? Someone who can't speak.
Yeah.
Right. So the Gemara said, right, if that's the case, that...
Right.
So you have to read Ramban.
And so, Yahachi, that's the case, that these individuals are not b'nei das ninu, ilem vilemes nami. So that, therefore, a person who can't speak also are la b'nei das ninu, and they shouldn't be able to perform the chalitza. We said in the beginning of the Gemara that they can do chalitza because you don't need to do kriya. But now if the problem is you need das, ilem vilemes are la b'nei das ninu. So Amarava, ilem vilemes b'nei das ninu. They are. Upramayahu dechoivlu. The fact that they can't speak is not an issue of their brain power. It's just a certain part of their brain doesn't allow them to speak. There's a heavy weight on their speech, but they are able to process things. I'm not sure why the Gemara doesn't bring it here, but there's a Gemara in Chagiga. The two individuals used to sit in front of, I forget which Amora, they were just sitting and nodding their head, and people didn't know if they were paying attention or not because they couldn't speak back. And one time a big nace happened, they were both able to speak, and they knew Brisos and Mishnah all by heart. So you're able to learn, you could just hear. What?
Chagiga bet amud bet.
Not based on base. It's Amr Alpha, I thought it was.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's, I could be wrong. I thought it's Gimel. It says it there. Maybe you're right then. And it's not Gimel and Aleph there. Based on what?
That's what it says.
That's the Chayrish and Chayrish, I thought. All right. Well, either way, we'll look it up later. So, so they clearly were able to have das. Someone who can't speak doesn't mean they don't have das. So Amar Rav. So v'ha amre debe Rabbi Yanai lefish eno ba'amar v'amra. The reason why. We're going back on what now? Let's see. Why can't Rashi explains? Hamre debay Rabbi Yanai umifarish time of the masnisin decherish vecherishes mipnei sheina v'amr v'amra. The reason why they're excluded is because they can't speak back. The tanan cherish shadibru chacham like you said, Ricky. B'chol makom sheina lo shemer lo medaber. Someone who can't hear nor can he speak. So that's the reason why cherish and chereshes are excluded. Wait a second here.
Not so, because of love and aid.
So and then that should also be excluded. So Ella Kidmar Dirava Asefa Itmar. So if you want to use Rava's statement about Elam, it must be going on the Sefa, which says Cheresh Shenechlatz Vacheresh Shechalta Vacholetas Mekatan Chalitas Apsula. And Amar Rava, Rava says Hashta Damris Kriya Ma'akva. Now that we've established Kriya is Ma'akev, because if we're excluding a Cheresh Cheresh and Katan because they can't speak, to Lefikach Elam Vilemis Shechalta Chalitas Apsula. So too, a person who cannot speak, even though they could hear, they're also disqualified from performing Chalitza. Doesn't our Mishnah say Kriya is not Ma'akev though? At the beginning of the Mishnah said you don't need to do Kriya. So why are we all of a sudden throwing these individuals out because they can't do the Kriya? Umasnisin is Kriya Bizera. Dama Rabbi Zera kol haroi labila ain bil ma'akeves v'chol she'ain roi labila bil ma'akeves bo. This klal Rabbi Zera, very well-known klal throughout Shas, comes up a number of times that anything that someone's able to do, as long as they're able to do it, even if they don't do it though, it's still going to be good. But if a person may not do it, they're not able to do it, then they're not going to be able to do it. Then the fact that they're, right, if they're not able to do it, then they're completely disqualified. So in Elam Bilema, since they're not able to speak, even if they wanted to do Kriya, they're knocked out. But a regular person who's able to speak yet doesn't, as long as since the potential exists, it's enough for it to work.
Do we hold like that?
We hold like this, yeah. That's very complicated. Now, where do you draw the line? Someone asked me last night, so what about a person who wears tefillin? The guy who gives Daf Yomi is preparing last night, he asked me, so I could wear tefillin. Even though I don't actually wear the tefillin. So I don't need to wear tefillin since I'm able to put tefillin on today. Where do you draw the line?
That's only Chamber Master,
probably. So that's what I said to him. I said to him, if...
This is an ikur. We're talking about something that's ma'akev, or akev in mitzvah.
Right, so it's not talking about the actual performance of the mitzvah. Right. Something that holds back the mitzvah.
Let's say somebody doesn't say the bracha tefillin, put on tefillin. That would be the comparison, probably.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like the case also, chatzitza for mikvah is a classic case. So you do the tefillah, and the person has a chatzitza in the mouth, or the mouth is opened, the mouth is closed. So as long as you're able to open the mouth and there's no chatzitzas, that's okay. Even though the mouth isn't actually open, as long as you can open it up, that's a ikuva for the completion of the mitzvah. So that's the basic answer. Tefillin is the actual mitzvah. So this is an application, I think, of only when it's, as you said, an ikuva to the mitzvah, but not the actual performance of the mitzvah. 6:45. I think it's the quickest daf we've done so far in Nigamos.
The case of this is it's talking about that it about the mincha, right?
This time about the mincha, exactly mixing up the shemen and the solus. You don't have to actually mix it up completely, I believe.
Right. If you would mix it and it would absorb it, mm-hmm. then it would be kosher. So even if you don't mix it, it's considered absorbed. Is that what?
Yeah,
it is?
I believe so. There's a tosis here if you want to look at that even.
Rashi
explained. Where's Rashi?
That with the water, they can't get water.
Yeah.
Mixed with oil.
What? It mixed with oil.
Yeah. I see. Let's learn this Rashi. We have plenty of time. Rashi writes chalitzas apsula.
It's not water.
Huh? Okay. So Rashi writes chalitzas apsula. It's around 15 narrow lines down in Rashi. It's around where the Gemara begins. Chalitzas apsula. Umasnitzin dekatani lo kara chalitzas akshera. The Mishnah which says if you don't read it, it's still a good chalitza. Ki Rabbi Zera. Dama Rabbi Zeir, beperk ha-menachos v'nechsachim, kol roi labila v'chulei, de katani ha-omer harei alai shishim ve'achas esronim. I am taking upon myself a neder to bring 61 esronim, maybe shishim b'chliachar, ve'achar b'chliachar. You could put 60 in one kli, because the kli can't hold more than that. That was a kelim that were used. And you put one esronim in another kli. Umefarish taima mishum dekim lei derabban the shishim nivelos b'chliachem, because the chum have a klal that 60 esronim could absorb the oil in one kli. More than that doesn't work. Aval shishim v'achad einam nivelos yafed, that will not mix well with the oil. And umosvinan v'chiein nivlan mai hava v'hatnan imlo balo kasher. So who cares about the mixing of the oil? Don't we hold? You just pour the oil on top, and you don't need to mix it together. Just pour the oil on top. You don't have to mix them. Why is it going to be disqualified? The point is, you have to have the ability, the potential, to mix up together. So 60 esronim have the ability to pour to mix oil. Even though I don't actually mix it, I just pour oil on top, but don't mix it, that's good enough. But 61, where the oil cannot absorb well enough in it, so even though I just pour it on top, that will be ma'akev. Rashi continues, v'she'en ro'ay labila bila ma'akeves, when it's not able to be mixed together, then if you don't mix it together, it will be ma'akev, the ro'ay labila ba'inan de'efshir l'skayim ba mitzvah mincha. V'hachanami, here too also, afagav the kriya lo ma'akva, even though the kriya is not going to be ma'akev the mitzvah chalitza, but ro'ay l'kriya, you have to be able to, the potential to read it. Aval v'she'en ro'ay ma'akeves, but if you're not able to, a person's an ilay milemas, cheresh chereshes, then it's going to disqualify the chalitza entirely. Marnath quotes Shalchele Avua de Shmuel. They sent a message to the father of Shmuel, Avua de Shmuel, Yevama Shirakika Tachlots Michal de Ifsele Le Machin. So a woman who spits, she should do Chalitza. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? Yevama Shirakika Lefne Bezdin. In front of Bezdin, she spits. The Tachlots de Nifselas Alein Miyibum. She should do Chalitza because she can no longer do Yibum. So in front of Bezdin, if she lets, she happens to spit, I guess, accidentally or something. So the choshesh that that's going to be starting the process of chalitza. So she now disqualified from completing yibum. She already started the process of chalitza, so we make her take off the shoe. So again, yivama shiraka tachotz. So mechlal divsulele me'achin. This seems to imply now that she's disqualified from marrying any of the other brothers. Yibum is completely out of the picture for her now. So who holds that way? That the rakika is going to be disqualifying her? That's the question.
Here it claims that it's only if she did that in front of Beis Din.
Right, Rashi said, right, Bezdin. Outside Bezdin doesn't have any impact. Which is interesting because we said the Gemara a few days ago, the Yisoma, she was a Yavama, and she grew up, stayed in the house before any Yibam, she stayed in the house of the brothers, she grew up together with the other brothers, and let's say they're playing house one day and they did Chalitza with her, we're choshesh that maybe that was a good Chalitza, even though it wasn't in front of Bezdin. So I wonder why Rukika has to be Dafka in front of Bezdin as opposed to the Chalitza. But I'm not sure. So it's front of Bezdin.
Chalitza is they did the whole process.
Chalitza.
I mean, when they were playing around, they did the whole Chalitza.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The Gemara doesn't describe what they did, but let's say assume they took off the shoe and they did the spitting. But no Bezdin was there. Unless you assume
I think that the reason here is that with Choshes that her rock was really. She first had in mind to do Chalitza, and then she changed her mind. So. There is no doubt that they did the whole thing.
But why in front of Bezdin? I'm saying
because
what?
I guess people just do, you know, people spit anyway. So that's,
so the only way to know it was a significant spit,
right.
But no one plays around with taking shoes off of other people.
Right.
But
and nobody spits in front of Bezdin just to spit in general.
Right. Okay, so maybe that's the issue.
I think so.
So this is what was sent to Avu de Shmuel about Yavam who spit in front of Bezdin. In front of the Yavam, but she didn't do Chalitza. We make her do Chalitza because she's now disqualified from marrying any of the other brothers. Who holds this way? Money. Who's the author of this? Elaim Rabbi Kiva. If you hold this Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva held that the Rekika is not Ma'akev, he said, because the Kacha only goes on Ma'isa Isha, not Ma'isa Isha. So if it's that Rabbi Kiva, Hashta Maba Mako Mitzvah, Dikal Nemer Mide, the Havaya Murim, the Chilis Lesnayu, Lo Ma'akve. So what's going on here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "B'malko mitzvah, b'shas chalitza sherekika mitzvah." In b'malko the mitzvah, where there is a mitzvah of rekika, aimurim dechi esnayu makve. Look at Rashi's more. Baser me'achila b'perek tamen nishka. The part of the carbon which is eaten, v'chil esnayu lom akve. The meat that's supposed to be eaten, let's say it gets lost or tame, so it's not going to be me'akev. V'hachnami neima afagav delav ma'isa choshev b'ishu v'hol v'efshir l'rok li'akev v'kam Rabbi Kiva lo makve. So let's read down the Gemara once again. Ilei Rabbi Kiva hascha ma b'makom mitzvah. In the case of a mitzvah where there's supposed to be chalitza being done, dika me'mer midi.
did the Havi Amorim.
Dechila Snai Lomakve, Dechi Snai Makve, that Amorim, only when the Basar is present, so then the Kapara is always taller on the eating of the meat. The Kohanim eat the meat, the Karban Chatas, and I, as a Baal Bas who brings it, I'm getting Kapara by then eating it. So my Kapara is Ma'akev as long as the meat's available to be eaten. If the meat gets lost or tame, where the Kohanim can't eat it anymore, my Kapara happens automatically. So only when it's available is it Ma'akev. When it's not available, it's not Ma'akev. So if that's the case, so let's read it one more time here. Ma'ba Makam Mitzvah, Dikla Meimar, Midi Dehava Emurin, Dichi Lesnayel Lomakve, Dichi Lesnayel Mika'amakve, where there's room to say, B'Makam Mitzvah, where you're supposed to do Chalitza, that you should have to do the spit. Yet still Rabbi Kiva holds, Lomakve, the spitting is not Ma'akev, even though you're able to do the spit, he says it's not Ma'akev. Lomakve, Ma'achmim Ifsule, he's going to say that spit is going to be strong enough to pass to the other brothers. He doesn't think spit is so essential to the part of the mitzvah.
Why do you have to bring the Emurin? The whole Svara works even without it.
Yeah, it is strange why he brings it in.
Because you can say exactly that. You can say, listen, in the case where the mitzvah is happening, Rabbi Akiva says that you're still yotzi if you didn't spit. If you just spat alone, why would make you think that's chalitza, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why we need the whole Emurin.
I hear. I'm not sure. It's a good question. It seems to be going. Yeah, I don't know. Rashi and Tosafot don't really explain much on this. Okay. Not sure. Either way, it can be Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva, just in a very simple level, holds that Rukika is not Ma'akev. So, if it's not Ma'akev, it's unlikely that the spitting alone will pass all the other brothers. Ella must be the author by Rabbi Lazar, who held that Rukika is Ma'akev, so therefore, if she were to spit alone, that would be enough to pass all the other brothers. But V'hashne Dvarm Hamatir Ninu, but isn't this a case where you need two matirs? You need a matir of Rukika, you also need a matir of Chalitza. One without the other is not enough. And V'shnei Dvarim Hamatirin Ein Malin Zeh B'lo Zeh. And in general, when it comes to two things that are matir, one without the next is the Mishnah and Menachos, I think it's a Mishnah. You need two matirim, so one without the other one is ineffective. So just because spit, according to Rabbi Elazar, is one of the kuvim, but when you're just doing the spitting, it doesn't have any impact until you also do the Chalitza. So why should the other brothers be possible? Ella must be according to Rabbi Tanya. Kif Seat Saras Ein Mekachin Alechem Ella B'Shchita. So it comes to the Shavuos, you bring these kvasim, these sheep of some sort, and you also bring some lechem that's brought along, the shtei lechem you bring in Shavuos. So shtei lechem only become kiddush, or kadosh, if you shecht the kvasim, ketad, shachtum l'shman, if you shecht the kifse atzeres l'shem atzeres, v'zarkdam l'shman, you do the zrika also l'shman, kadosh alechem, lechem becomes kodesh. Shachat shalol l'shman, or zakon l'shman, so you shecht l'shol l'shma, but you berzark l'shma, then lo kiddush alechem. Let's say you shecht on l'shman, the shecht properly, but the zark daman shalol l'shman, but you do the sprinkling without the proper l'shma, kadosh v'no kadosh jivir rebi. It's somewhat kadosh, but it's not entirely kadosh, it's partially. So we see from here, before you go ahead, that Rebbe holds one matir, even though you need two matir, normally you need the shchita and the zrika to permit the eating of the lechem. Here, if you have just one of them, just the shchita alone, even though you don't have the zrika, that's enough to create a kodesh and a psul of the lechem. Here too also, even though you have one of the two, only the rekika, that's enough to create a psul in the other brothers.
There, Rebbe also holds that if the bigger matir, the more important one, which is the shchita, is not lishma, it's not kiddush.
Right.
It sounds like he's still giving priority to one of the two matirim. So you would think by chalitza,
chalitza would be the big one.
Is the big matir. You see, from Rebbe, if the primary matir is missing, then it still doesn't work. But if the secondary one is the one missing, then it's the middle prayer.
And I would have said maybe because the shchit is the first one, maybe that's why the shchit. If you don't, but it doesn't make sense because chalitza is the first one, not the rekika. So it's a good question. Does Rashi say anything? Look at Rashi. In Makadshin Eshte Halechem, Lios Kadesh Kedushas Aguf, Li Pasel Biyote Velina Ela B'Shchita. That the only way to infuse the Lechem with Kedushas Aguf which would mean that if it's left out overnight, it's possible, or if you take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible. Only the Shechita can create that Kedushas Guf on the bread. Even though it needs to be waved together, up and down, left and right, forward and backwards, and the Shechita is what creates the Kedusha. It's all dependent on the all depends on the shechting beperkatchelis. But doesn't tell us anything about your question. Tosas doesn't either way. I'll take a quick look. We do have only a few minutes actually left now. Let's finish the Gemara, I guess. That's all according to Rebbe. Rebbe thinks that one matir is enough to create the psul. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omer Liolm, Eino Kadosh Ad Shishcho Lishman V'Yizurk Damon Lishman. You require both matirin. So we go weiter. Maybe we'll stop here. We'll do some chazara. I'm just going to look for 1 second if someone asks this question about their Rukika versus the Shechita, because that's a great question. Hold on. No one asks this question. Good question, Adam. Let's do a quick review then. So we started off the daf talking about the from yesterday's daf about the different types of shoes that could be used for chalitza. We mentioned that either type of mitzvah, whether it be mukhlat or muskar, that's going to work for a chalitza. We mentioned to be assigning the use for mishamshe vodazara, that also works bidi'evid for chalitza. When it comes to actual vodazara that was used to give as a dorin, as a present to a vodazara, that's going to be disqualified, as will a shoe of an ir nadachas, and the shoe used for a mace, that's going to be disqualified as well, because those were meant to either be burnt or meant never to be used. We asked, what about the special sandal they had in the basin? That was never to be used. The Gemara said, no, even though no one actually ever used it, it was able to be used if needed, and therefore that does work for chalitza. Then the Mishnah quoted Machlokus when it came to night. Could you do chalitza at nighttime or during the daytime? First, we thought it depended on whether or not chalitza is connected to, whether riv is connected to nega, and chalitza is a type of riv. It has to do with money. We said, no one connects riv and nega. When it comes to dini mamnas could be bayom, and gemardin could be belayla. The question is chalitza like tchilas yom, or tchilas din, or is like sof yom? To be viewed as tchilas yom, because once you do chalitza, it's as if it's collected already, it's all done now, or no, it's not until you collect it later on, so it's only viewed as tchilas din.
Everybody, it is comparable to mamon.
Everyone agrees it's compared to mamon. The question is, do you view kegavoy dami as if it's gemar din already now, or it's only the process, and not until you collect the ksuba is it considered gemar din? Then we had the whole mice of Rabba Bar Chia Ketuspa, who did the Yachid. The Yachid, he did it with felt, and he did it Balila. All three of those cases, when they had a problem with him doing this, the question was, the only problem with the fact that he did it Balila, or the problem was all three were considered Dasa Yachids. Then the Gemara said, Machlokas, the Mishnah had a Machlokas about Smol, using the left foot, whether that works or doesn't work. So the Gemara said, that depends on whether you learn that from Mitzorah or not. Mitzorah, you only use your right foot, not your left foot. So we do have a Gezer Shava, or do we not have a Gezer Shava from them? Then the Mishnah had a machlokas about the three different steps of chalitza. There's the chalitza, there's the rakika, and then there's the kriya. So everybody agrees kriya is not ma'akev. Everybody agrees chalitza is ma'akev. The machlokas is whether rakika is ma'akev. Rabbi Kiva thought rakika is not ma'akev because the word kacha only goes on ma'isa ish. And Rabbi Lazar thought that the rakika is ma'akev because kacha goes on even the ma'isa of isha. And the Gemara went on to say at the end, the Mishnah, that a chalitza of a katan, a chalitza of a cherish and cherishes is no good. And then finally, the Mishnah told us that you need at least three people. But then the one opinion says even two people is going to work. And Rabbi Kiva once matir such a case where two individuals, Yav Mivama, did a chalitza among themselves in the Besdin. The Gemara had a discussion, what about an Elam? Can Elam do chalitza? So initially, the Gemara thought an Elam could do it because it creates not makev. But then the Gemara said, wait a second, no, the reason why a katan can't do it and a cherish can't do it is because they can't speak. So you're right, an Elam cannot do chalitza. So wait a second, but didn't the Mishnah in the beginning say that kriya is not ma'akev? So who cares? If the Elam can't speak, let him do the kriya. Let him just do it without kriya. The Gemara had the klal, Rabbi Zeira, that kol haroi labila ein bila ma'akeves. Since you're able to do it, you're able to speak. So if you don't do the kriya, it's okay. But since the Elam is not able to speak, therefore it's ma'akev the din. And then finally, the Gemara had the whole discussion if a Yavama had spit in front of Bezin, we're choshes that she meant it, and therefore we have to make her do the rest of Chalitza, and she's possible to the brothers. Who's the author? It can't be Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva thinks spit's never Makev, so the spitting can't be can't possible. It can't be Rabbi Eliezer, because he requires two Matir, and you need the Rekika and Chalitza to take effect. It must be Rabbi, who thinks one Matir alone apostles, just like Rabbi holds by the case of the Kisviat Seres, that one without the other, Shechita without the Zrika, will be enough to passel the Lechem. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos.